It was high noon, Tuesday, September 22nd, 1891, when George Stiles Sr. was riding Topsy, a black mare with white on her forehead. The United States Marshals fired their guns, and George Stiles Sr. was off to stake claim number 4 on 160 acres. Since the first land run, April 22, 1889, there had been a steady push for surrounding Indian reservations to be opened in similar fashion. President Benjamin Harrison issued a proclamation declaring the Sac and Fox Indian Reservation and other reservations open for white settlement. In the three-day land run of 1891, approximately 20,000 anxious souls were anticipating this event, which meant the end of waiting for many months to secure a possible claim in the promised land. The 160-acre plot George Stiles Sr. claimed became known as the Cabin Creek Farm, and in addition to crops of wheat and ryegrass, it was operated as the Cabin Creek Dairy, serving Cushing and the surrounding area. The Cabin Creek Farm was designated an Oklahoma Centennial Farm in 1992. Dr. George Stiles Jr., the 14-year-old boy who assisted his father and wrote about the experience, graduated from Oklahoma A&M, which led to five generations of Stiles family members attending Oklahoma State University. Darrell Stiles and his sister, Nancy Stiles Chipukaitis, great-grandchildren of the original homesteaders, tell the story on VoicesOfOklahoma.com.